The week of July 27th begins on Pratipat, the first lunar day following the new moon and the start of the Vedic month of Shravana. This is the first day of Shukla Paksha, the bright lunar fortnight of the waxing moon. Wednesday, July 30th, is Madhu Shravani Tritiya. Madhu means honey. Shravana is the current Vedic month, and Tritiya is the third lunar day. Madhu Shravani Tritiya celebrates the arrival of the monsoon season in India. This day is also called Svarn Gauri Tritiya. Gauri is another name for Parvati, the wife of Shiva, and sometimes the day is called Hariyali Tritiya. Hariyali means greenery, and this day celebrates the qualities in nature that give rise to growth, abundance, and prosperity in agriculture. Wednesday has overlapping lunar days, so it is also called Sri Vinayaki Ganesha Chaturthi. Vinayaki means leader or guide and is the special quality given to Chaturthi, the fourth lunar day of Shukla Paksha. This, of course, is a day of Ganesh. Friday brings an interesting and somewhat unusual day to the Vedic calendar. It is called Naga Panchami. Naga is a hooded snake like a cobra, while Panchami is the fifth lunar day. Nagas play an important role in various stories in Vedic literature, and they are always presented in a positive light. This day is also sometimes called Takshaka Puja in honor of the king of the Nagas. The significance is derived from a popular story in the Mahabharata. Today in India, the Naga Panchami celebration is often used to cherish family relationships, such as that between a brother and sister, and to ensure safety among all family members. The week ends on Saturday with Kalki Jayanti, or Kalki Avatar Shashti. Shashti is the sixth lunar day, and Kalki is the tenth avatar of Vishnu, and the only one who has not yet appeared on earth. From a story in the Kalki Puran, it is said that at the end of Kali Yuga, Kalki will come riding a white horse to restore Dharma. When we meet again next week, Tulsidas, the first great poet of India and author of a popular version of the Ramayana.